And was that the whole...
About 40 minutes.
Was that the whole East Coast?
I think they have one in New York.
And so why did they have to go to Maryland? I thought most of the Iraqis were in Virginia.
It's on the border.
It's on the border. Okay, so it wasn't far for people who were in Virginia. And you think the election's a sham, right?
We don't know. We have to wait until 2 or 3 days from now.
But you think the people that they picked are were picked by the U.S.?
Not true. There are people in each list
okay.
who might be picked or induced to be on that list.
Okay.
Okay. You have the Kurdish list, which is completely with agreement. You have the Alawi list, which is al-Iraqi list. And you have al-Iraqiyun list. Those are completely done in with cooperation and coordination with the embassy. But others like Ahmed Chalabi and Abd al-Rubai'i, they were induced to be put in the allied Iraqi list, which it was supported by the majority.
Don't you think that though that the don't you think the United States wants to get somebody in power so they can leave and leave you guys to the bill?
No, that's not accurate.
Okay, and what have you seen the website Jubilee Iraq?
No.
They're trying to stiff Iraq with Saddam's bills.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, you should see that website. It's really anyways. What they're trying to do is saying that Saddam. Cost the United States so much money, so we want Iraq to pay it back.
There are other methods to do it, but not this way.
No kidding. Oh, we're just talking about awful. Okay. We're just going to sit where we're sitting. Oh, it's already on.
I hit record. Didn't want to miss any of this stuff.
Well, it looks like we're already on record because Lenny didn't want to miss the good stuff. And for the record, what is your name?
Abbas Ali.
Okay, Abbas, and you're a professor at?
Professor of Management at Indiana University of Pennsylvania.
And how long have you been in the States?
You mean Pennsylvania?
In the United States of America.
In the United States for about 27 years.
And why did you leave Iraq and come to the United States?
I came as a student.
Why didn't you go back?
Most of my family members at that time either arrested or tortured, therefore I had to stay here.
That was back in 76?
In the 80s.
Okay, now fast forward to the year 2005, and now they're having elections. People who have to, what kind of documentation did you have to present when you went to... Where do you go in Maryland?
New Carrollton.
New Carrollton. Maryland, what kind of documentation did you have to present so that you were able to vote?
They asked about two documents, like a passport, American passport, and a driver license.
That's all?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, did they take your photo?
No.
Did they take your fingerprint?
And the second stage, okay. And the voting. First, registration.
Okay.
Then a week later is voting.
So you had to register and be accepted before you could even go down there.
Right.
Now, don't you think that if somebody in Iraq was running around with a blue index finger, don't you think that would be like a bullseye?
Not really, but it is something they said it is a better way to do it, or there might be another way to do it. I don't know. I'm not an expert on these things.
Yeah, it seems like a real setup. So, don't you think it's a sham that the U.S. has, you know, turned the many cities in Iraq, like Fallujah, back into rocks and sand, that they now are talking about elections? Don't you think that's a little bit of... hypocritical and sort of humiliating to the Iraqi people?
Most of the people over there by nature, they don't like to see foreign occupation. And they wish that an election took place as early as 2003 or early 2004. But at that time, both Bremer and some other forces in Iraq were against early election.
Why were they against early elections, do you think?
At that time, because the popular sentiment was not accordance with those, with the wishes of those who came from overseas to run the country.
When we're dealing with elections, I mean, what Bush said on Saturday on his little fireside chat that he has every Saturday is that even after the elections are carried out, that they're going to finish their mission. So it sounds like even though the elections take place, that the empire's not leaving.
The majority of the Iraqi people, they would like to see foreign troops leave the country. But there is the, or there are powerful individuals with vested interests in seeing that foreign forces stay in the country.
Now, who are the insurgents who are trying to prevent the elections from happening with different car bombings and killings and blowing up of different election sites?
You have mostly the Wahhabis and other Arab religious extremists on one side. And then you have the supporter of the Ba'ath regime and some who work or induce by some Arab neighboring states.
Yeah, I think that they closed the borders, but before this, people were able to walk right across.
So. Yeah. If you recall that early in 2003, and until the mid of last year, and still until recent days, the borders were left open, and we don't know what were the justification behind such a stupid policy to let foreign individuals entering the countries without any documentation or registrations.
Now, when I was over in Iraq last year, last March, a lot of people said that a lot of the violence that was perpetrated was not the insurrectionists, but was in actuality the CIA trying to disrupt things so that there would be no order.
There are many people who they believe that Bremer did that, and that the Israeli Mossad and other foreign intelligence wanted that to happen in order to maintain chaos in Iraq and to maintain foreign troops in the country.
Now, the people I met over in Iraq, they didn't want to see the Americans around. They didn't want to see the insurgents around. They just wanted to get on with their lives and to be able to provide for their family and to have a business. And
that is accurate description to the situation of over there. Ordinary Iraqi, they want to live in peace. They would like to determine their own destiny, and they don't like to see any foreign forces in the country.
So when you went to vote, what kind of decisions did you have to make? Were there a lot of people to vote for? Was it something like a president and vice president? Or
no, there is only, you have only one choice to select one group. And that group has names from, say, 10 to 240. Therefore, you are not voting for individual, you are voting for a particular group, and the elected group are not going to decide anything except writing the constitution. And in 2005, in December, there will be another election.
Now, when there'll be another election where?
December 2005, if things go according to schedule, because that is the demand of the majority.
Now, when I met people over Iraq, a lot of people had no idea what this has to do with Islam or Islamic theocracy, and so they didn't even know why this Western form of government was trying to be put on them when it didn't have any respect for Islam.
If you recall that the people who design the transitional administrative law did not want to indicate that Islam is the religion of the country. However, the majority objected, and therefore, after the majority decided to go to the street to demand that, Bremer changed his mind and had a statement saying that the religion of the country is Islam. However, Bremer and his associate decided to delete an item in that constitution which says that Iraq is an Arab country. And now Iraq is not considered an Arab country.
So, I mean, what do you think, not taking into account that there's so many different religions and political thoughts in Iraq, but, you know, what kind of government would you want to see? What kind of mixture or not mixing of Islam and democracy?
There are 98% of the populations are Muslim. Unlike the United States, where you have variety of religions, or unlike Israel, where you have Jewish, Muslim, Druze, and other, Iraq is almost uniform because you have 98% of the population are Muslim. However, the appropriate things to do in Iraq is to have a constitutional government without regard to ethnic or sectarian affiliation, and to have, of course, secular regime.
Now, in terms of Sunni and Shiite, Shia, do I have it right that the Sunni have been in control up until now?
For at least 600 years.
600, that's a long time. And so now, if there's going to be a democracy, if the majority rules, they won't be in charge.
They are not necessarily in charge, but they are already in the government, and they are already in all listed group running for the election.
Okay, so who's in the majority in terms of numbers?
In terms of number, you have Shia, who are about 65% to 70% of the population. Then you have the Sunni and the Christian.
And that would, but a lot of people have said that if the U.S. pulls out, or if the election goes the way of the Shiites being in charge, that there's going to be a civil war.
That is not true. And if you are looking for dictatorship, you are telling me that either you have a dictatorship of a minority, or there will be a civil war. The opposite should be true. When we have the rule of the majority and the right of the minority is protected, this is the right system we should have.
But after all the years of being ruled by the Sunni, don't you think that the Shiites would want to get back at them?
Not really. The Shia have been Iraqi and Arab first, and fortunately, they are not sectarian in their outlooks, and at best, they have the interests of the Iraqi people and the future of Iraq in their heart. And if you recall, before 1920, Iraq used to be part of a larger Muslim state. Therefore, the distinction between Shia and Sunni is not accurate at that time.
And so when it was part of a larger state at the turn of the century, that would include Kuwait?
That include most of the Arab state, plus Turkey.
Plus Turkey.
Right.
and then that's how the British divided. The
British divided to Kuwait, Arabia, and other parts, Syria, Lebanon, and divided them, plus other countries in the region.
Did you expect the, I mean, we've been, you and I have been talking about this and speaking about this for a long time. Did you expect that the war would go on this long since 91?
Not really. I thought that it's going to be only 2 months and the foreign troops would leave and the Iraqi will be in charge. Unfortunately, that did not take place.
Do you have a feeling like that that the U.S. is never going to leave? The rumor is they're building the world's largest
bases,
embassy, a 2,000-person embassy in several of bases, and that's where the $87 billion is going, plus detention centers.
I afraid that there are powerful forces in Washington who they don't wish the Iraqi to be in a sound, on a sound ground and be in charge in their future and have their own liberty. These forces mostly are found in the civilian, among the civilian leaders in the Defense Department and in some right-wing think tank.
When we talked a year ago, and when I talked to people in Iraq, they thought that Kerry might make a difference if he got in. Do you think he would have? Near the end there, he sounded worse than Bush.
Howard Dean might be the appropriate person because he does not have any hidden agenda, and he is more committed to peace and stability in the region and a real advocate of liberty and freedom to all. I think Kerry is not different from any. He is part of the establishment.
Yeah, he ran up a tab, all the people that got him into power. So now we're obviously don't have the sanctions, but we have the in effect the same thing, that we're not able to get humanitarian aid and supplies and food and goods in and out of Iraq freely because of the war that's going on now.
It's not only that, but the most critical things that the Iraqi are facing right now are the shortages in electricity, water, and access to medicine. And these issues cannot be offered or dealt with effectively without having a government that is elected by the people and is working for the people.
When I was there last March, there were 11 blackouts, one out of three bridges in Baghdad working. Several of the roads were not, bad water. I mean, where has the $87 billion gone? Where has all this money gone to establish democracy and rebuild Iraq?
According to reports in the New York Times, Los Angeles Times, 85% of the money went to security and government and agencies associated with security.
So you were hoping to be able to visit for the first time in a long time, but it looks like that's not going to happen for a while.
It doesn't look like that, and I hope that some sense of stability and Iraqis are allowed after the election to be in charge in building their destiny and deciding their future.
When we see this election covered by the CBS, NBC, the regular media, all we see over and over again are these people in the U.S. who are Iraqis dancing in celebration of the election, and this doesn't seem to fit with the Iraq that we know. Who are these people who are dancing?
Most of the people who are dancing comes from ethnic minority, the Kurd. The rest of the people who voted and the rest of the Iraqis over there are right now waiting to see if the elections results will reflect the will of the people and there are no manipulation of the result. then waiting and see attitude is healthy and it does accurately reflect the psychology of most Iraqis.
Well, why would they show that over and over again, these people celebrating about the elections instead of obviously the painstaking situation of a country being torn limb from limb and then elections so volatile?
Media is interested mostly in sensational aspect. However, deep analysis and reflection of on the situation may not be part of many people thinking in the media.
Thank you, Abbas. We're in the lovely city of Indiana, PA, home of James Stewart. And the, I remember him, the actor. And we are here on election day in Indiana, PA, not dancing. Thank you, Abbas.
Thanks.